somebody who just repeatedly does something wrong over and over, you might say, I don't know what, or I don't know why.
Does that?
Okay, or what? If you were talking about it, if it seemed like something made him do it, you would say, I don't know what.
What possessed him to do it?
Okay. You see, if most people thought that somebody did something, okay, but you knew that he really didn't do it, you might say he didn't do it, but some people
think he did.
Okay. Or you might say they
feel that he did.
Okay. Okay, then back to houses. You might say you live in a frame.
House.
Okay. And then if you were talking about a whole bunch of them, you'd say that on this house there are 12
windows
or 12 frame.
I understand what you mean.
If you're you say you live in a frame house, but then you might say on this street there are 12 frame
houses.
Okay. Then I've got a bunch of farm questions that I don't know how far we'll get. But at any rate, on a farm, the big building behind the house where the hay is kept, that's called a
barn.
Okay. And sometimes there's a building where they store corn. No. Okay. Let's see. And the upper part of the barn, that's called the
wall.
Okay. Let me see, a thing you might put, if you had a baby, the thing you might put the baby in just after you brought it back from the hospital to sleep, that would be the
bain, yeah.
Okay, and then after it gets a little older, he sleeps in a
crib.
Okay. Let me see, and then a kind of farm where they grow nothing, or where they have nothing but milk and butter and so on. It's called a
dairy.
Okay. And the place where they let the cows and so on out to graze, that's called a
pasture.
Okay. And if it's not a pasture, you might say cotton and corn grow in a
field.
Okay. Tobacco, though, you might say is grown in a okay. Let me see. The kind of fence you have around a yard or a garden. What kinds of fences do they have around, that you know around here?
They have picket fences and spade fence, barbed wire fence. The kind we have, I don't know what you call it. I just call it a fence. It's the kind like most people have put up, the metal kind.
Uh huh. With the cross hatch
mm-hmm.
thing. Okay. Let me see. And then if you put up a fence every so often vertically in the ground, you have to have a what?
Mm-hmm.
You have these things sticking up like this, and then the mm-hmm. fence is strung between them. You call those what?
Poles.
Okay. And if you were talking about all of them, you'd say there's a whole line of
poles.
Okay. Let me see. And then what about a fence made out of stone?
Kind of brick.
Okay. Let me see. And then the country that's where they just had the earthquakes, that's
China.
Okay. And what you would use to carry water in, that would be a
bucket.
Okay. What about in the old days, would they use, well, you probably wouldn't know. What about other terms for the same thing?
Yeah, pail.
Okay, what's the is there a difference to you between a bucket and a pail?
The way I describe a bucket is you